In line with the provincial end to the mask mandates, schools within the Upper Grand District School Board, UGDSB, will be following the provincial decision and putting an end to mandatory masks in the classrooms. Thursday's decision came after the school board said it would be looking into keeping the mandates in its classrooms once the provincial mandate expires. On Thursday, the UGDSB announced it would be following the provincial guidelines as the school board does not have the authority to enforce this beyond March 21. Following the province's announcement on Wednesday the masking guidelines would expire, the UGDSB consulted with several parties to determine the next steps. Those consultations concluded that once the province lifts its masking requirements, the school board does not have the independent authority to prescribe public health measures in response to an infectious disease, such as COVID-19, reads a statement from the UGDSB. Further, boards of trustees do not have the authority to impose restrictions that the ministry has directed must be revoked. The UGDSB board will bring forward a motion at its March 22 school board meeting to align with the ministry's direction and rescind the board resolution. Allison Wilson, communications officer at the Wellington Catholic District School Board, said it will be following direct guidance from WDGPH as well as the Ministry of Education. As of March 21, masks will no longer be required for students, staff and visitors in schools, school board offices and on student transportation. This means that masking will be optional for our students and staff on return from March break. The decision to remove mandated masking corresponds with guidance from Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health. Regardless of personal choices on masking, and in alignment with the Chief Medical Officer of Health's comments, we ask that kindness, respect and consideration be shown to all.